Shir number 75, Chayvus Avavus is continuing and going to say a second difference between Avodas Hashem and Inyanei Olam Hazeh, and why in Inyanei Olam Hazeh, Hishtadlus is a minimum and Bitachon should be what we rely on, and in Inyanei Avodas Hashem, the opposite is true. A person has to put as most Hishtadlus as he could, and he cannot rely on Hashem. So the second chilek, v'oid havdil yesh bin avoidus habor levein inyanei olam hazeh, b'mash negeh l'bitachon b'Hashem, shem inyanei olam hazeh, when it comes to things in this world, l'pamim ha'em tzoi sh'adam choshev shu toiv loy, hoifich liyos ra avurei. Person thinks something is good for him, and eventually it turns out that it's not so good. U'l'pamim ha'em tzoi sh'alafi ruzeinav u'l'rasai, and sometimes the thing that lefi, the eyes of the person, is for his bad, so things are very unclear in what's actually good or bad for us. So I see two things. This looks good, but who knows if it's really good. This looks bad, but who knows if it's really bad. So therefore we rely on Hashem to choose the proper one that will eventually be the actual good one for us, which He knows and we don't. But when it comes to mitzvahs and averis, it's not true. The good that emerges from keeping the mitzvahs, and the bad that comes out from the doing of averis, it will never switch. Good of mitzvahs remains good forever. Bad of averis is bad forever. So therefore, there's no lack of clarity. So therefore, since we know that it looks good and it will remain good, it looks bad, will remain bad. So what are we relying on Hashem for? We only rely on Hashem in the unknown. This is known, He told it to us. So we should choose. We don't rely on Hashem to help us in our choice. We know what to choose. We have to make that effort to choose properly. But like he said, that's in the first two conditions of a mitzvah. The bechira to choose it and the decision to do it. Those are things that are up to us. Where should we have bitachon in Hashem? Hu gemar maaseh ha-mitzvahs. That's actually completing the action of the mitzvahs. Acharei shebacharnu b'am lev shalom v'neman. After we chose to do it. V'acharei shechlatnu v'ishtadnu l'kaimus anu b'lev tar. And after we made that decision that we want to be mekayim, b'lev tar, with a pure heart, b'li p'niyos, without any side reasons. We want to do it because this is the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we say, Hashem, we need help in bringing our decision into the world of action, because that's beyond our control. That's where we have to daven, to help us be mekayim those mitzvahs that we want and have decided to do. Teach us how exactly we bring it into the world of action. Like David HaMelech says, Hadricheini b'amitecha, v'lamdeini ki atoli ki yishi oischa ki visi kol hayoyim. V'nemar, Hadricheini b'nesiv mitzvisecha, ki v'icha fatzti. Hadricheini, guide me, b'nesiv mitzvisecha, ki v'icha fatzti, because this is what I want to do. V'nemar, oi derech emuna b'charti, I chose this way. V'nemar, davakti b'ed v'isecha, Hashem al tevisheini. So in all these things, David HaMelech is saying that I chose this way. Now I'm asking you, Hashem, I'm begging you, Hashem, to help me actually fulfill what I've chosen. Umikol ha-psukim alolu raya, says the Chavis ha-levavis. From all of these psukim is a proof. Shedavid ha-melech alav ha-shalom bachar ba'atzmei v'avoydes Hashem. He chose to serve Hashem. Elishispal elokim al-shnei dvarim. Number one, he davened to Hashem for two things. And here's another knech he's going to put in. Achad ha-dvarim hu, the first thing is, Shashem yazer loy lirakiz es machshevoysav ulechazik es pichirosei ba'avoydes Hashem. There is a place for davening even in the first two conditions, and that is David HaMelech asked Hashem lirakez es machshavoysav, that he should be able to have his thoughts clear in order that he should choose properly. It's my choice, but I get bemuddled and fuddled in all different things. Adeshiyarchik. I can't make the proper decision because I can't see clearly. Because of all the tirdas of Olam Hazeh, I want to make the proper decision. So Chavis HaVavis is throwing a new knetch into here. Even in the first two, in the Bechira and the Hachlata, there is room for Tzvila, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a proper choice. I have to be able to think clearly. I have able to have Yishev Hadas. Help me have that Yishev Hadas so that now I can make the proper Bechira. V'adavra Shenihu. Then when I make the proper Bechira, which is all me, Shashem Yichazek Esevarov, strengthen my limbs that I be able to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Those were all in bringing it into the world of action, in the world of Hadricheni b'nesiv mitzvahisecha, the actions of the path of the mitzvahs. And later on, in the last parak, I will explain the different things that a person, that could happen to a person that ma'abed es habitachin. They destroy the bitachin in this chelek. And what things a person could do to bring himself to bitachin in these aspects. But again, the proper place of bitachin is in the third condition in the actions. Chavis HaVavis just added that the first two conditions, which is the bechira and the hachlata, the choice and the decision to do it, that's totally up to us. The only thing we could ask Hashem is to give us the proper situation in order that we should be able to make the proper choice. The choice is ours. Relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us with the choice, that's ours. That's tipshus, he says. Hashem has shown us what's good already. It's very obvious. We just need to choose and decide. But sometimes I'm not even in the frame of mind to make the proper decisions. That we could ask Hashem, put us in the proper frame of mind, get rid of tirdus, physical tirdus, mental tirdus, so I should be able to see things clearly to make a proper decision. But the decision is up to me, because things are very clear in what's right and what's wrong, once I'm able to see clearly. That's my decision. Only thing I could be b'teach b'Hashem is if I'm actually able to make that decision into an action. That's not up to me. Do I have the strength, do I have the ability, do I have all the things I need? And that we need b'tachan in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.